Folks, we're back on the Boss Man Show, back-to-back Big South champions, Winthrop Eagles head coach Pat Kelsey. Coach, I see you looking fresh, man. How you doing, buddy?
Boss Man, man, I'm doing awesome. I'm unbelievably blessed to be coaching a great group of guys, representing a world-class university, representing one of the best places to live in the entire country in Rock Hill. And we're just excited to have the opportunity to prepare to play in the greatest spectacle in American sports here over the next couple of weeks.
And Coach, just tell us about this journey, man, because we know last year things got shut down. So tell us, for your young men, being away from you guys earlier last year and just having to prepare at home and coming back to your great city of Rock Hill, South Carolina. How was that for you guys, man, trying to get you guys mentally staying sharp as well while I was away from you guys, but knowing, hey, it's a mission when you come back on campus to attack this Big South and get back to the big dance?
Yeah, it was you know, the whole world's going through, or has been going through, a ton of adversity. And the only certainty is uncertainty. You know what I mean? And, you know, as we, you know, experienced the cancellation of the NCAA tournament a year ago, in the disappointment of our team, but mostly our seniors. I mean, think of that. They get to the culmination of their athletic career. They reach their goals. They cut down the nets, Boss Man. And then all of a sudden, the tournament's canceled, and Josh Ferguson and Hunter Hale never get to experience that. And that was sad. And, you know, it was disappointing for the rest of our team as well. But the nice thing was they had another opportunity, right? They had an opportunity to come back. But we had to do it the hard way, you know, to have to come back and have the type of season we did. And then even – get to the end of the regular season and know that essentially we still have to win three games in the tournament, because getting an at-large bid is definitely an uncertainty, was definitely doing it the hard way. That's why I can't be more proud of our guys. You mentioned it, the perseverance that they showed this summer when they came back, the stick-to-itiveness through tough times, a shutdown in November, tough loss in January after we were undefeated, one of the last undefeateds in the country, and then to come back and take the conference tournament by storm and winning by, you know, a 27-point average margin over three games was a resounding statement that, you know, our team, we think, is one of the best in the history of our conference.
Most definitely, because, you know, Mike Jones is a great job at Radford, but they weren't close to you guys. Now, you know, you guys are top of the line, the Big South champs this year. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. And I love the fact that your guys, Coach Kelsey, hey, every night they were ready to play. I mean, some nights wasn't good as others, but guess what? I saw in their eyes, man, just the sheer determination to get the job done, attacking, energy, effort, doing it the right way, and it showed in your results. Because, I mean, come on, man, the differential of points from you and your opponents is crazy. It showed how damn good you coached them guys up, how damn committed your guys were to the task at hand.
Well, I appreciate you saying that, but the reality is there's two main reasons why we're really good. One, we have phenomenal players, and two, I have a phenomenal staff. I'd put those guys up against anybody in the country. And you said it, you know, the biggest advantage that we have is the mindset of our team, the mental toughness, the leadership. And when you have a veteran team like we have, so many older guys, especially in the front court, right? Or I'm sorry, in the back court with our perimeter guards, Kyle Zunick, Charles Faldin, Chandler Valdrin, Adonis Arms, those guys, when you as a coach can give the ball to your point guard at 7 at night and get it back safe and sound at 9, that's a heck of a luxury as a coach. I have such a trust factor with those guys. They send the right message, my message, every day in the locker room. And there's a quote in coaching, and I don't know who to attribute this to, but I think it's really wise, and I think it really applies to our team, and that's, good teams are coach-led. Great teams are player-led.
Yes.
And that's what we have. We have a very, very strong locker room with great leadership, and that's one of the big reasons we're special.
And coach, what's also good about your team is this: you play a lot of guys, so guys know they're gonna play. And like, you got four guys double figures averaging, so you got balanced scoring. Guys are gonna be involved in what you have going on. So talk about keeping guys alive, giving them opportunity to play, because that means guys love minutes and love to perform. So knowing that they're gonna get an opportunity on your roster, how deep as you guys are, has to make your guys feel really good as well.
Yeah, you know, that's one of the main strengths of our team as well, that you mentioned, and that's our depth. And, you know, it wasn't that we were going into the season saying we were going to play 11 guys. It just became very obvious in the preseason that we had that type of firepower way down our roster. And, you know, a lot of people said, well, yeah, you could do that at the beginning of the year, but as the conference season goes along, you'll start to shorten, you know, shorten the rotation. And we never really did. And what it allowed us to do is wear down opponents, wear them down throughout the course of the game, but really throughout the course of the season, we're really fresh because nobody's played an enormous or inordinate amount of minutes. So that's a major advantage. But having said all that, it's easier said than done. Like, you have to have really selfless guys and guys that are unbelievably bought in to be able to execute a system like that, because, you know, you're giving of yourself for the good of the team, right? You know, you're playing a little less minutes than maybe you hope to be playing or that you wish you were playing, but it's for the good of the team. It's allowing guys to play to exhaustion, knowing that fresh and able bodies are coming in to replace them. That allows us to sustain a really high level of play.
And coach, what you have an advantage, like you said, coach, a lot of teams don't have a good bench. They play 7-8 guys max, but paying 11, like you said, you can play hard as you can, go all out. And guess right. what? They're worn down because there's no dip between your bench guys and your starters that much. So it's the same attack. So you gotta retain to say, oh, if it gets to the bench, we'll be okay. Now it went through. It's right. coming at you. The firing squads are hitting you. We ain't dropping off now, buddy. We're gonna hit you some more now. I love it about your team, Coach Kelsey. I love it.
It just takes so much trust, though. Like, there's trust between the players. Trust between the players and the staff. And again, we're asking them to do something very selfless. And it works. It works for our team, and mostly because the makeup of the character of our players.
Most definitely, coach. And tell us about this, man. Your confidence, man, I'm telling you. People don't understand the Big South has great coaches and great talent. It's because even though you won all those games, it wasn't easy. So tell us about the tough competitive grind of your league and all the great coaches and players in your Big South Conference there, man.
Yeah, no doubt. It might look easy if you look at our record, but it sure isn't. Conference games are always knockdown drag out. You know, I mean, they know you, you know them. You mentioned, boss man, the caliber of coaching in our conference is as good as any conference in the country. You know how prepared your opponent is going to be, and tough venues that you're going to play in. And it doesn't matter. Like, that's what we kept focusing and stressing to our guys. It's not to look at the record, not to look at a score. All we focus in on is being excellent at the next thing. And I just believe if you do that, results take care of themselves. And, you know, that's throughout the course of a season, not looking at an undefeated record and, you know, get complacent, think you've arrived. It's keeping and staying hungry, and it's throughout the course of a game. It's not looking up and seeing a 12-point advantage and letting your foot off the gas. We break the game down into 4-minute increments called 4-minute wars. So there's 10 4-minute wars throughout the course of the game. And we don't really pay attention to the scoreboard. We pay attention to the score of the war, which really helps us to stay focused on the moment, not get too far ahead of ourselves or get too far behind.
Most definitely, a coach. So many people in my business, the media here, they get against aesthetics. I don't care if you win by 60 or win by one. It's a W, coach. You know, and I feel like two people in my business, the media, get caught up in how pretty it was or how big of a win it was. No, I don't care. We won today by 1 point. We won 44, and we won by one. We won. So I love how a lot of people in my business don't realize it's about just getting a W. Forget how it looks.
No doubt. We have an old saying that my mentor, Coach Skip Prosser, used to say: our goal in every game is to blow them out by one.
Yes. Go 1-0 today. That's my thing. Go 1-0.
Blow out by one.
Today. Yes, indeed. Well, Coach, you have a young man on your roster right from here in my backyard, Grayson High School. Tell us about that young man, Coach.
Yeah, Tanari Lane is, you know, he's a special young man. His mom is phenomenal. She did an unbelievable job raising that young man by herself. And the caliber of character that he has is directly attributable to the love and discipline that his mom gave him in their home growing up. Tanari, unfortunately, season ended early because of an injury. He had knee surgery, and he's doing an unbelievable job in his rehab, getting stronger every day. His mindset is focused. He's very positive, and he's going to come back bigger, better, and stronger than ever. But Tanari is a bucket. I mean, he can flat score the basketball. He's got very, very deep range, a really quick trigger, and a very coachable young man, great work ethic, loves to be in the gym. His future is very, very, very bright here at Winthrop.
And Coach Kelsey, your future is bright as well in this tournament, man. I'll be cheering for you guys, man. I know you're going to do well and give somebody some hell in that tournament, that bracket, man. So I'm cheering for you. We're in Atlanta. We love the Winthrop Eagles up here. Rock Hill's off the road from us. We love it up there, man. So, hey, we got your back, Coach, for sure, man.
Boss, man, thanks. We love the ATL, too. We rock the hill up here. You guys are welcome to come up and rock it anytime you want.
Anytime, Coach. Hey, you be good, buddy. Be blessed, man.
You too. See you, buddy.
I see you now.